February 24th to March 1st, it's the Calgary National Bank Challenger at the Austin and Victor Alberta Tennis Center. It's a huge success in year one, October 2018, and now it's back for a second year. February 24th is when it starts. For more information and to purchase tickets, calgary.nationalbankchallenger.com. Let's welcome in Danny DaCosta from the Alberta Tennis Center, who joined us on the program today. And Mr. DaCosta, first of all, thanks for coming on. Second of all, you had a pretty big announcement yesterday. Tell us about a big name that'll be playing here in Calgary in just over a month's time.
Well, hi, Pat. Happy to be on, and we're very excited to announce yesterday that Vasek Pospisil will be playing in our events. Vasek is, former world 20, number 25 player for, was ranked four in the world. He won a Wimbledon doubles, Grand Slam. He made the quarterfinals of Wimbledon, and he also made the semifinals of Rogers Cup. And, most recently, he led Canada to the finals of Davis Cup, where he played some of his best tennis of his career. So very excited to have him.
Well, that is very cool. So Vasek Pospisil will be here in Calgary as part of the Calgary National Bank Challenger. That'll be a lot of fun. So tell us about the tournament itself. I had the privilege of being there the first time it was in the city, but tell us about the caliber. Tell us about the competition. Tell us what to expect.
Yeah, so, this event's a world-class event. It's part of the ATP Challenger Tour, which is a step below the main tour level, but a lot of the same players playing in this event. A lot of these players are here gaining points to allow themselves to get into bigger events, like the Indian Wells, BNP Paribas, which immediately follows our event. It's an event which is very intimate venue, so that you can have a lot of interaction with the fans and the players. We have a lot of local sponsors and partners, about 30 Alberta-based companies who all participate in this event in some way, shape, or form. We also have people like Daniel Nestor, who's won 91 titles in his career, 8 Grand Slams, and an Olympic gold medal. He's involved in the event. He's running a clinic on the final weekend. We're working with Kids Sport Calgary as well on raising some money for Kids Sport Calgary and the Comrie's Equipment Sport Bank on the Friday. There'll be more details on that one coming out very shortly. And then prior to the event starting on February 10th, we'll be launching sort of our kickoff to the event with a mall promotion at the Core Shopping Center. And at 10 a.m. on the 10th of February, we're going to be announcing all the players who are playing in the event.
Well, and a final thought for you, Danny, because I'm looking forward to it. It's great to have high-level tennis in the city of Calgary. Just tell us what this event means to the sport of tennis and what it means for tennis in Canada.
Yeah, this event's really important for Canadian tennis. A lot of these players who play on the Pro Tour, the players that you get to know on seeing on TV, like the Miloses and the Vasics, but also like the Felixes and Dennis, all started out playing in the Challenger Tour events. And so this is a great way for the players to come up and get points and build up their rankings, and it's obviously critical for Tennis Canada and their success that they have been having. So all these up-and-coming stars that you'll see in a year's two time at Rogers Cup, they'll be playing in our event, and it's just great to see them at the start of their career as they're developing. You also see players who maybe had an injury and who've lost some ranking. Vasek's a good example of this. He had back surgery and is making his way back up the ranking. So he needs these type of events to go and build up his ranking so he can get into all the Grand Slams and stuff.
Good stuff, Danny. Appreciate it, my friend. And we're looking forward to high-level tennis being back. February 24th is when it all starts. The Calgary National Bank Challenger. We will talk to you, I'm sure, before everything gets going. Thanks for doing this today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.